Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A hedge cutting and vegetation burn dates could be changed depending on the outcome of a government review of wildlife legislation. The review will first focus on penalties for wildlife crime, enforcement of existing rules and habitat protection. For more on this, I'm joined by Mark O'Cahasig, who's Green Party TD for Waterford, and Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD in Kerry. And thank you both for joining us. Mark, I just want you to explain firstly the laws around hedgerow cutting right now.
Yeah, so they're enforced currently, Claire, under basically a statutory instrument 456 of 2011, if anybody's interested in looking it up. And essentially it says that there's screening thresholds in place for the restructuring of rural land holdings. This is around the removal of hedgerows as opposed to the cutting. This would be that if you're removing up to 500 metres, that's half a kilometre of hedgerow, or if you're restructuring an area of land up to 5 hectares, there's no need at all to have that screened or to have it reported into the department. In terms of the actual management of hedgerows, the cutting of hedgerows, that's governed under the Wildlife Act, and there's a prohibition on the cutting and burning of vegetation, as you said, between the 1st of March and the 31st of August. Now, there's important carve-outs within that under the Roads Traffic Act of 1993, for example, that road safety is taken into account here. The owner or occupier of land should take all reasonable steps to make sure that the trees, shrubs, hedges, etc. are not a hazard or a potential hazard to persons using a public road.
So, okay, so
there's already that carve-out for road safety.
You can cut hedges all year round if you're cutting that hedge for road safety purposes.
Exactly so. That's under Section 70.2 okay. of the Roads Act.
But your concern is these hedges that are being removed within the 5 hectare rule that you just outlined there. You want that change, do you?
Well, I introduced a piece of legislation last week during Biodiversity Week, the Protection of Hedgerows Bill 2024, which is looking to, I suppose, strengthen the protection that hedgerows are given within our current legislation. This is built on actually recommendation 123 out of the Citizens Assembly on biodiversity loss, where they talk about a new national strategy for the protection, maintenance and restoration and expansion of Ireland's network of hedgerows. I suppose taking all of that on as one bite, as a piece of private members' business, would have been a little bit too much. So I was quite specific in focusing in on the hedgerows piece. But yes, absolutely. These are really critical pieces of nature infrastructure within our landscape. There's 700,000 kilometres of hedgerows across our landscape, and they're absolutely critical wildlife corridors.
And why are people
hare, foxes are okay? Are, you know,
and why are people taking them out?
Well, there can be a range of reasons. So if you're changing how you're managing your farm, for example. So for example, tillage. That's very challenging to do in small enclosed fields. So if you're moving to tillage, you might want to restructure your farm holding. But there's all sorts of reasons. And I suppose there's the removal of hedgerows, but there's also the management of hedgerows. And I think any of us who live in rural Ireland would know anecdotally that not all of the hedgerow maintenance takes place, you know, within the prescribed season. That you do see a lot of cutting outside of season, and that has a real outside impact, particularly in terms of our bird life. Many of your listeners might have listened to or might have watched Birdsong last night, the absolutely fabulous documentary about Sean Ronan and his mission to record every species of bird that's resident here in Ireland. But we've had a real fall off, and you know, doing that hedgerow maintenance during nesting season does have an outsized impact in terms of our biodiversity.
Okay, let's get the view of Michael Healy-Ray on this. Michael, do you think the rules need to be tightened up around hedgerow management?
Well, the first thing that I've been looking for a long time is a change in the legislation whereby, at the moment, hedgerows are the responsibility of landowners. I don't think that should be the case. In the interest of road safety, and I want to protect species, but I also want to protect a very important species, and that is the human species. And my belief is that maintenance of our hedgerows on the roads should be brought under the jurisdiction of the state. In other words, you pay enough road tax. There is no reason why trees, branches, bushes, briars should be growing out on the sides of our roads. they should be cut on a very regular basis, including there should be a change in the system that we have at present, whereby you cannot cut hedgerows on the side of roads unless in emergency cases or on dangerous junctions. The reason I believe that is because birds are not stupid. You do not see birds nesting on the side of a busy road or even a by road because of the simple fact, for instance, in County Kerry, there are so many hedges, ditches, places of safety back in from the roads where the birds can safely nest. They don't have to go, because literally where cars and lorries and trucks are passing, they won't want to put a nest in an area like that anyway.
But you want the council to be in charge of the road safety element. But can we come to this issue of removing hedgerows? Say if you, as Mark used the example, if you were moving to tillage and you needed a bigger field, I mean, you're going to need to get big machinery in there. Do you think that there needs to be now more rules around doing that?
No, I think from a farming perspective, my goodness, we have enough rules, we have enough regulations, we have enough red tape. Many, many thousands of our farmers are in schemes such as Acres and all of other schemes which are involved in the protection of wildlife and the protection of hedgerows. We have to plant hedgerows, we have to put up bat boxes, bird boxes. And people are participating, there's regular inspections, and farmers are our custodians of the countryside. The real Green Party, the real people who are involved in the protection of this of the countryside are the people who own it. That is our farmers. But what we don't...
Well, Mark says some of them are cutting the hedges all year round, disregarding the rules.
No, no, no. The majority of our farmers, it's no more than you could say that about people, that some people engage in activities that is not legal, some people don't. The majority of people are law-abiding. The very vast majority of farmers are law-abiding. But farmers are not looking for, or the representative organisations for them are not looking for more red tape, more legislation. The legislation I want to see, I mean, is that our local authority, you're paying enough road tax. I travelled roads this morning already where we have yellow lines on the side of the road and we have briars and branches growing out dangerously over them, which are interfering with the safe passage of cars, of sight lines for cars and trucks, pedestrians walking, or cyclists who we want to protect on our roads. And these people are being put in danger because they have to stay out from the edges of the road. We're losing 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 feet on the edges of our roads. And I've seen places where our hedges are cut and trimmed, and it makes those roads safer. And
all
the
right.
local authorities
so
should be doing that.
That's a slightly different argument, you know, that the farmers...
It's the same issue, though.
Well, all right. Well, Mark, to come back to you on that, I mean, Michael is clearly saying the council should be in charge of cutting back those hedgerows for road safety. But on the other point, on this piece of legislation that you've introduced, he says that farmers don't want or need more legislation in this area. And in fact, they're looking after those hedgerows in some cases because they have to, but in many more cases because they see themselves as the custodians of the land.
Yeah, and there's a lot of really good practice out there. I just want to return to that roads issue because it's a red herring that's thrown into this argument constantly. And that's the reason I specifically gave the section of the Act and the Roads Act that tells us explicitly that if this is being done for reasons of road safety, if it's because there's an obstruction, because it interferes with the safe use of a public road, that hedge cutting is provided for.
That's not his point, though. His point is that the farmers and the landowners shouldn't have to do it. It should be the state.
Now, the local authorities do an awful lot of it, and they usually subcontract that work. And, you know, there's a consideration there around how you tender for that kind of work. Local authorities, and, you know, we tend to frame this discussion exclusively in terms of farmers. Really, we should be talking about landowners, because there are a lot of landowners who are not farming that land. Local authorities do quite a lot of that work. I've no issue at all if the local authorities want to get more involved in that work. I don't think, actually, myself and Michael are too far apart on that issue.
Okay.
But in terms of red tape, etc., and that kind of language that's always used, look, we have to acknowledge, as the Citizens Assembly on Biodiversity acknowledge, that these are really vital pieces of nature infrastructure within our landscape, and they have to be protected. Many of them have hundreds of years of heritage behind them. They really are so important for our mammal species, for our bird species, and for our insect species that really sustain them, sustain all of the other life forms.
But do you think that farmers don't know that? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not at all. And like, I'm not going to go down the road of, geez, I know many farmers, and I sat at a Sunday dinner table with farmers yesterday, and most of them are managing the landscape in the way that Michael says, as custodians of the land, as people who have a deep regard and a deep love for the land that they farm. But currently, when you look at that environmental impact assessment regulation, I mean, to be able to remove up to half a kilometre without anybody doing any assessment whatsoever on the importance of that hedgerow within the landscape, the quality of the hedgerow, the age of it, whether it has any sort of archaeological significance. For me, that goes too far. And similarly, when you're talking about a restructuring of land up to 5 hectares or 10 acres in old money, that's really a lot of land. And I'm not saying that if somebody is making a change in how it is that they're farming their land, that they shouldn't be able to do so.
But there should have, you're saying there should,
somebody needs to
okay,
have a look.
There should be an impact assessment before you're allowed to pull that hedge out.
Well, at that level, you know, half a kilometre of hedge, that's very significant. 10 acres of land, that's very significant. So when I think there's a really strong case for bringing back the levels of assessment there.
Okay, well, let's get Michael's view on that.
There was a public consultation run on this last
right.
year. I want to see that process laid out.
Okay, Michael, what do you think of that?
I listened to every word that Mark said there, and he accused me of throwing out a red herring. He mentioned many species. The one species that he didn't mention was the human species. I want to
no, Michael,
cite a case.
I with that from
no,
the
no,
off.
I didn't interrupt
right
you.
From the
I
off.
But that's not what
right
we're talking about. Michael,
right
that's
off.
Not what we're talking about. Like, this legislation which Mark is telling us about today, it's not about road safety. Like, can we leave that aside? Can we talk about this? He wants an impact assessment, farmers to do an impact assessment if they plan to remove up to half a kilometre of hedgerow.
Claire, there's no point in bringing me on the radio if I'm against the two of you. If I'm not being allowed to respond, there's no point in bringing me on.
You're certainly not against me. I'm asking you to respond to what he has said. That's all.
Well, if he didn't keep interrupting me, the two of you, I'd make my point. The point I wanted to make was, I want to talk about the human species. I want to talk about the farmers. And I'm going to cite an example, but Mark wouldn't have any interest in this because he mentioned every species except the humans and road safety. I want to cite a case of a lady that I know her name, I know where she lives. She was in South Kerry. She was cycling a bicycle. She was going along the road, a briar was hanging out, it hit her in the face, and it removed her eyeball from her head. Now, I know that happened. I remember it happening distinctly. That should have never been allowed to happen. Mark is very concerned about the birds and he's very concerned about the bees, which I am too. But he doesn't seem to care about the fact that under the Road Traffic Act at present, it's being thrown over on the landowners. It shouldn't be the case. The local authorities should be taking care of the actual sides of our roads and making sure they are safe. The farmers are doing their part as it is. They do not want any more green legislation coming in, tying their hands behind their back, inhibiting their farm practices, because they are doing everything they can. They're planting thousands of trees every year. They're protecting the existing trees that are on their farms. They're protecting their hedgerows. And they are contributing to the betterment of our environment. In County Kerry, for instance, we've 26,000 acres of a beautiful national park. We're after spending 10 million of the taxpayers' money recently purchasing another park, which will be another national park. We have plenty of places for birds and bees and wildlife, but we do not need it to be on the side of our public roads. We need our public roads to have sight distance. We need sight safety, side of the road safety. We need for them to be able to see around
and
turns.
There's nothing stopping anyone from cutting back those hedgerows when they are impeding with road safety.
But there is. There is. You're wrong about that because we have a closed season. I don't believe there should be any closed season. No. I believe our local authorities should be out cutting hedges, making sure they're pruned back and making sure that the people who pay tax, who pay an awful lot of tax in their fuel and have to go to work, that we're trying to protect children.
Michael, you've had a good run. Just Mark to respond.
Well, it's certainly the first time I've ever been accused as a Green Party person of not caring about cyclists. Look, this is why I dealt with this issue right from the start, Claire. There's no prohibition at all when the hedgerow management is to do with road safety. And for Michael to keep continually returning to that when I exploded that myth right from the start tells me that he doesn't care about hedgerows, that these aren't important to him, that the attitude here is to hell with the environment, to hell with nature, to hell with future generations, and burn, baby, burn. Look, of course, I'm
now, that's not entirely fair, Mark, based on what we heard from Michael Healy-Ray. That really is not entirely fair to say that.
But it wasn't entirely fair to start talking about road safety when that was explored and discussed right from the top of this segment. Look, these are critical pieces of infrastructure, as I said. They crisscross our landscape. And I absolutely accept what Michael is saying. The vast majority of our farmers, the care that they give to the landscape is second to none. But we have to make sure that we maintain this critical infrastructure. They're so important. I mean, how many pieces of our literature, our poetry, our song do these hedgerows feature in? You think of your Seamus Heaney and he going out picking blackberries. This is a really important part of our landscape.
All right. Okay, listen, we'll leave it there. Mark O'Cahasy and Michael Healy-Ray, thank you both for joining us on the programme. Back after this quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.